This is Judy Garland, and may I wish all of you a very warm and very joyous holiday season.
This is Roger Daltrey, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and have a really good New Year.
Hi, I'm Anna Kendrick.
We're Def Leppard.
Hi, everyone. This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Okay!
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. It's probably not much of a surprise to you that I'm constantly on the lookout for new Christmas music. Obviously, most of that comes out in the fall, but not all of it. In fact, the first new Christmas song for 2024 was actually released in January, and that wasn't a mistake by a record label. It was on the soundtrack for the remake of Mean Girls, which hit theaters January 12th, soundtrack released the same day. The song is Rockin' Around the Pole Again, performed by singer-songwriter Nasha, and it comes up in the movie in a dance performance replacing Jingle Bell Rock from the first movie. Since this was a Christmas song that I came across in a non-Christmas movie, I wondered how many others there have been like this. Answer, a lot. So here's some of what I've come across, but by no means is it a complete list. In fact, if you notice some that I didn't include, please let me know. The only criteria I'm using is that it's a Christmas song whose first appearance is from a non-Christmas movie. That is, an original performance of a Christmas song in a non-Christmas movie. Plenty of movies have had a Christmas scene and dusted off an old version of Jingle Bell Rock or Deck the Halls, but this is about new songs and or new versions. And rather than rank them, I'll go in reverse chronological order since I started things off with a song from 2024. Next on my list comes a song from the movie Pitch Perfect 2 from 2015. It's Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick with a medley of Winter Wonderland, Here Comes Santa Claus. Obviously, both of those songs originated long before this movie, but putting them together with performances by Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick make them something new.
Man, I sound awesome right now. What are you talking about?
Nah, it's not you. It's a tech thing. So just go ahead and take five.
It better be a tech thing because, the way I sound in my eardrums, this is immaculate, man.
In 2004, we had the original movie Mean Girls, which featured a performance of Jingle Bell Rock by most of the cast, led by Lindsay Lohan.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell time is the swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
For some reason, this was not included on the soundtrack. In 2002, Hugh Grant starred in a movie about a boy which had nothing to do with Christmas except for the fact that his character was living off royalties from a Christmas song written years earlier by his father.
No, well, what happened, in fact, was that my dad wrote a song in 1958, and it's quite a famous song, and I basically live off the royalties of that.
So what's this song, then?
It's Santa's Super Sleigh?
Oh, God, please don't sing it.
Look who's coming round the bend. It's Santa and his reindeer friends with a ho, ho, ho and a hey, hey, hey. It's Santa's Super Sleigh.
Santa's Super Sleigh, which you hear over the credits at the end, but curiously, it wasn't included on the soundtrack either. By the way, Donna and Blitzen by Badly Drawn Boy is also in the movie, and it is actually on the soundtrack, but I don't include it here because it was actually released as a single the year before. The next one gets an asterisk. Dion performs Winter Wonderland in one of the first scenes from the 1996 John Travolta movie Michael. The song is also on Dion's Christmas album, which may have come out the year before, but I'm also seeing sources saying it came out the year after. My copy's in a box somewhere, so I can't check personally. Also, while the movie Michael isn't a Christmas movie, it takes place during the Christmas season, and it is about an angel, at least in part.
Well, you're going to go get me this angel.
It is exactly what we're going to do.
We'll put it on the front page, bold. Some white, fluffy clouds.
There you go.
A drift of sky.
You got it.
And some musical notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Poetry.
Don't play with me, Quinlan. You really are going to go and fetch me this angel for Christmas. Or I fire the two of you.
So maybe it gets a double asterisk. Next, we go back to 1982 for Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas from her movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. In the movie, she sings it with the other women from the chicken ranch when they get shut down.
Well, the news has come. Just got a call from the sheriff. Yeah. And we are closed down. Immediately and permanently.
On the soundtrack, though, Dolly sings all of the parts. In 1975, The Who's rock opera Tommy made it to the big screen with a star-studded cast performing many of the songs, including Eric Clapton, Tina Turner, and Elton John. And The Who's song Christmas was performed by Anne Margaret, Oliver Reed, and Alison Downing.
And Tommy doesn't know what day it is.
Next is 1974's movie Mame, based on the 1966 stage version, which, in turn, was based on the original movie in 1958, based on a stage play from a few years before, which was based on the book Auntie Mame, which was published in 1955. The song in question is We Need a Little Christmas, performed in the 1974 movie by Lucille Ball, also performed on stage in 1966 by Angela Lansbury. After losing a fortune in the 1929 stock market crash, Mame tries to cheer everyone up by hauling out decorations and singing this song about Christmas.
Okay, now, where is all of last year's tinsel and stuff?
It's all packed away.
Go and get it.
Angela Lansbury's version is certainly the most well-known, but it was definitely an event to have this movie remade starring Lucille Ball, who also sang this iconic song. Now, all the way back to 1951 for the Bob Hope comedy, The Lemon Drop Kid. This movie featured Bob Hope as a con man in trouble with gangsters trying to pay back a huge amount of money by Christmas. One of his schemes has him, dressed as Santa, ringing bells outside of a department store. He shows up to relieve one of his partners in crime, William Frawley, most know from I Love Lucy as the Ricardos' landlord and friend Fred Mertz. Frawley gruffly sings a version of Silver Bells with lyrics trying to get passersby to donate money. Bob Hope arrives and explains how it needs to be more subtle. Then Bob and his co-star Marilyn Maxwell sing a more traditional version of Silver Bells.
Silver bells, silver bells, let's put some dough in the kitty.
Wait a minute, you don't have to frisk me. I ain't holding out on you. Them shoppers just ain't breaking loose with the geeters, that's all.
Well, no wonder they ain't chunking it in the way you're growling at them.
Well, what's the matter? You told us to sing, didn't you?
Sing, yeah, but to mention money at Christmas time is vulgar. You got to work on their sentiments. Be subtle. Delicate.
I say more traditional, but this was actually the first time the song appeared anywhere. It was specifically written for this movie. And finally, at least for my list, is the 1944 classic Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland. The movie is about a year in the life of a family leading up to the 1904 World's Fair. This movie marked the first appearance of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It went through a couple of rewrites along the way. First, Judy, her co-star, and the movie's director all complained to the songwriter that the song was too depressing, citing lines like, "It may be your last, next year we may all be living in the past." And that became, "Let your heart be light, next year all our troubles will be out of sight." Similarly, in 1957, Frank Sinatra also wanted some changes. He asked the songwriter to revise the lyrics to promote more positive themes. He particularly pointed out the line, "Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow," saying, "The name of my album is A Jolly Christmas. Do you think you could jolly up that line for me?" The revised lyric became, "Hang a shining star upon the highest bough." Interestingly enough, at least to me, Frank actually recorded a version of the song in 1948 with the muddle through lyrics. And in the early 1960s, Judy Garland sang it on the Judy Garland Show Christmas special with the new lyrics that had been inspired by Frank Sinatra. In the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, Judy's character sings the song to her character's younger sister, who is sad about the family leaving St. Louis after Christmas.
Did he come yet? I've been waiting such a long time, and I haven't seen a thing.
Did who come?
Santa Claus.
Well, you know he's not going to come until you're asleep.
How will he know how to find us next year? He's so used to coming here.
You can't fool him.
He can find anybody he wants to find.
Anyway, that's my list. I'm sure I've missed some, and I hope I didn't miss one of your favorites, but if I did, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. So you can scroll down, find your favorite, and click over and listen and subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.